Up in Heaven. You heard Turquoise Days. It took me a minute to remember who did that song. I know the song. Had to check a couple and found it. Eno, Mobius and Rodelius from the album After the Rain. That's Eno and Cluster. It's a little easier to say, but that's how it's built. The song's called After the Heat. You heard the Bell Dog. I love that song. And finishing up with Kraftwerk, Endless Endless from Trans Europe Express. Got us right to 4 o'clock. This is KGLT Bozeman, KGLZ East Helena, 89.1 FM with translators K246 VA, Bozeman, 97.1 FM, K208 BX Livingston, 89.5 FM, K251 AC Helena, 98.1 FM, K296 Mammoth Hot Springs, 107.1 FM, K213AU Big Timber at 90.5 FM, and streaming on the web at kglt.net. And I know there's people from far away listening, nearby listening, getting check-ins from the British Isles, and a price report on the album played. We have all that information for you. Just check in with me. I'll fix you up. Make you a deal. No, fun drive's over. No more deals. It's all me now. It's all me. It isn't all me. I have to tell you, the general underwriters here at KGLT include the Western Cafe, established before most folks around here were even born. Lunch and breakfast using local products featuring signature cinnamon rolls and more. They're located at 443 East Main and Bozeman, open daily from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m. Townsend's Tea House offering hot and cold classic teas from around the world, homemade chai lattes, bubble teas, and bulk loose leaf tea. Wi-Fi and comfortable seating also available. They're located at 402 East Main in Bozeman and on Facebook, phone at 577-2740. And Wood Rose Market and Garden Center, open year-round, offering seasonal produce, Montana meats, bulk goods, and earth-friendly gardening supplies. Greenhouse opens May 1st with organic vegetables and herb seedlings, hanging baskets, and landscape ornamentals, located on Highway 10 in Livingston. Okay, we thank them for supporting us. And that means I can live to play another record for another day. And here's a good one. I got this a couple weeks ago. My friends on the Now Playing group like to turn each other on to obscurities. And this is one I never heard of before. The woman's name is Lorez Alexander. And I think she made a couple records and put out some singles and stuff on the Pizzazz label. And the album's called In a Different Bag. And this record is all over the map, and it's all good. Great singer. She does soul, blues, jazz, and some pop tunes with a really rocking four-piece band behind her. And you just jump into it. I would have never known about this record. Just never. Never seen it, never heard of it until, like I said, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I quickly nabbed a copy.
Baby, here I stand before you with my heart in my hand. I want you to read it, Daddy, hoping that you understand. Well, baby, Papa, please don't dog me round. I'd rather love you, baby, than anyone else I know in town. Because you're so nice and loving, and you have such pleasing ways. If you take me to your home, I'll be there all my days. And that's the truth, Daddy. Well, you know I wouldn't lie. If I don't love you, Daddy, well, I swear I hope to die. Well, long and dreary, and the sun refused to shine. I would never be blue and lonely if I knew, I knew that you were my confession, Daddy, and I'm thrilled by all your charms. Well, it seems that I'm in heaven when you hold me in your arms. Well, baby, you can have me for yourself. You know
Daddy, what you doing in here so soon?
Enjoy things that kings and queens will never have. In fact, kings and queens can never get. And they don't even know about it. And good times, here. I did not say I was a millionaire, but I said I have spent more money than a millionaire. Because if I had kept all the money that I'd already spent, I would have been a millionaire a long time ago. And women, red googly
that's a good one. That's a Joe Driscoll, Brian Auger, and the Trinity live in Piper Club. Is that what that one is? Is that France? Piper Club in Rome, May 68. So 50 years ago. So sounding really good too. I had the pleasure of seeing that very same band right before then. Let's see if I can. There we go. That's what I wanted to press. And they these tapes have been around, but they must have had the good copies because they sound a lot better than the cassettes I've had for years. Right up front and close. It's like sitting in the club. You can just hear the hum of the Hammond organ. Just came out to authorized release from the band, Brian Auger, who's still very, very active. Started off a while ago with Larez Alexander from her album A Different Bag, doing Confessing the Blues. And that out, like I said, the album's good. Pretty easy to turn one up online, not too expensive. And it was a exciting listen. We heard Sonny Boy Williamson for more real folk blues, doing Checking Up on My Baby. Song that's been around the block a few times. Buddy Guy doing The First Time I Met the Blues. Howlin' Wolf Going Down Slow. And that's a good one, too, him telling this story. And finish up with Julie Driscoll. Got us to 420. And got some other dusty grooves lined up for the next set. But I need to stop here and tell you this 4 o'clock hour is, as usual, on Friday afternoons, underwritten by Straightaway Motors, Foreign American Auto Repair, located in the corner of Mendenhall and Tracy in Bozeman. Our phone, 585-7112, and the Holiday Inn in Bozeman. And they're located in North 7, featuring Happy Hour in the Dry Fly Saloon, 5 to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. We'll compliment your hors d'oeuvres, phone 587-4561. And you probably want to know what's going on around here, so let me tell you.
I used to say Bob Wills was the Elvis Presley of Western Swing. I mean, he was as charismatic a performer as ever stood on stage. His manager, O.W. Mayo, described him as 165 pounds of pure rhythm.
I'm Laura Cantrell. Join us for Bob Wills, the King of Western Swing, an hour of music and conversation.
This Sunday at noon on KGLT's Musical Spotlight.
You know, people like to think all these older artists were traditional and, you know, playing by the book. No, they're wild guys. They all wanted to be popular, wanted to have hit records, and they're out tearing up the country, driving around in their buses and Cadillacs and stuff. And that's exciting to know. Sort of puts more fun in it when you think about it. Because, you know, nowadays the blues bands, they put on their blues hats and their blues socks and blues ties and play it off the charts. No. Let's have some fun with it. Let's have some fun with some more records. I got some weird stuff here. There is a period. You know, there's that Delaney and Bonnie, they sort of cracked it open. They toured the States with Blind Faith and Eric Clapton. By the end of the tour, had joined Delaney and Bonnie. And there's a whole crew of musicians that came through that scene, including Leon Russell, who, of course, you know, at one point he was everywhere, ubiquitous. You had to have him. You know, he was on the Concert for Bangladesh and played with Bob Dylan and all kinds of stuff. And there's a lot of other musicians around that group from Memphis and Tulsa, Oklahoma, and such. And they all got contracts, even the third trumpet player got a big record contract because they were from that scene. And okay, I've got those records here for you right now. I picked up a couple this last week, and they're varying degrees really good because they're good musicians. Maybe not the best songwriters in the world, but some did better than others. This is a guy named Marlon Green who was part of the Don Nix Memphis circle. Don Nix wrote that song Going Down that Freddie King did and Jeff Beck did. So we'll start from there. And this is curious. He has some sort of gospel Christian background. And his wife's record really put me off because it was sort of proselytizing. This one, he keeps under wraps a little bit. And this is sort of rocking, too. The guy's name is Marlon Green. The album's called Tiptoe Past the Dragon.
Wow. you look for a sign, won't you listen to the song that he sung us? Touch the young and the old and bring back to the fold. Can't you see that there's a prophet among us? He can look in your eyes and see behind your disguise. He's a high priest who's keeping his promise. He's a hero and friend, magic medicine
Reno Street, just one block off Broadway, stands a row of funky shingle shacks and scarlet lights the way. I heard that jukebox sing and shout from a half a mile up the downtown block, and I knew, oh yes, I knew, I knew I had to find my way through, 'cause I know what truth is true, I won't do, yes I do. Peeping in through the window, looking back at me from the other side was two great big old eyes. It was Helen, Virgil's old lady, and she knew just what I want. She took my hand and I clung in the window. She said, we keep the front door locked. She said, yes, I do. Well, she felt my jeans and said, honey, how much you got? I said, about 35 cents, I think. She said, that's not exactly what I'm talking about. But you go on ahead and, baby, just put it on at. You talk about the bridge over the cup of water, cock of power too, but there's just one thing I want you to know, Helen sure can too. I had to find my way through, and she showed me what you can do if you want to, and honey, you know I show you. Stretch a little guts up. We'll be right back.
on the human track. Stop racing towards oblivion. Oh, such a sad, sad state we're in. And that's the thing, do you recognize a bell of truth when you hear it ring? Won't you stop and listen to the children sing? Or won't you sing it, children? Won't you come on and sing it, children? One more time, I didn't hear you.
There's the master of space and time himself, Leon Russell, from his second solo album, Shelter People, Stranger in a Strange Land. And Leon Russell had a big career before that. He's one of the Phil Spector session guys, infamous, actually. And he had a band called Asylum Choir for a while. They put out two records. And a friend of ours here from Montana who was around Laurel Canyon at the time said Leon Russell was quite the character. Fire Jesse Ed Davis from his first solo album, doing Reno Street Incident. And you probably know his guitar playing from the first couple Taj Mahal albums. Great guitar player. I got to see him with Taj. He did a lot of stuff. He was even in The Faces in 1975, I think. What else is there? Jim Price, horn player from Delaney and Bonnie. Might have been around the Stones and such. He did... from his album, you heard I Can't Help It, sung by Johnny Reby from Billings' vicinity, playing guitar on that too. Incredible guitar player. Went to England and never really came back as the same person. And started off with Marlon Green. 440, playing some rural rock, some urban southern rock. And that sounded pretty good. Like I said, those guys were all good. And one of the four had a big career. Yes. I got more stuff lined up. I want to keep pressing on this beautiful day. What do I have to do? I have to tell you this 4 o'clock hour is underwritten by Bozeman Brewing Company. Local brewers of Bozeman Amber, Hopzone IPA, Gallatin Pale, and Whimsical One-Offs. Visit Bozeman's original tasting room located in Northeast neighborhood at 504 North Broadway Avenue. And I often drift by the Bozeman after my show here on Fridays and bump into some regular faces. Our own Bruce King is often propping up the bar there. So should I tell you something else? Let's see. Yeah, this probably is good.
Bozeman Actors Theater proudly presents The Realistic Joneses, a comedy drama by Will Eno, at the Rialto Theater, Thursday through Saturday evenings at 8 p.m., April 19th through the 21st and 26th through the 28th. Joel Janke directs The Realistic Joneses, featuring Mark Koontz, Kara Wilder, Miles Duffy, and Claire Barley as the Joneses, new neighbors with more in common than their last name. The Realistic Joneses, Thursday through Saturday evenings, April 19th through the 28th at the Rialto Theater, downtown Bozeman. Tickets and more info online at bozemanactorstheater.org.
Okay, I think that's it. I haven't checked to see who's coming in tonight. That three-guy schedule sort of confuses me, and it could be any of the three, and they're all good, so don't you worry. KGLT continues on. Doesn't matter who's in the seat. They got something good to say, something good to play. A year and a half ago when I was in New York City, one of the things I did was visit Greenwich Village, and one of the things I absolutely had to do was make a pilgrimage to the corner of Bleecker and McDougal.
You waltz in here with a handful of gimme, a mouth full of much obliged. I go home feeling empty from all you signify. I'd spend the last of my last 10 cents on a nickel bag of candy. And if I had just 10 more cents, I think I'd take a ride on the Staten Island Ferry. You waltz in here with a hand full of gimme and a mouth full of sweet loving lies. I go limping home feeling empty, tears all in my eyes. I'd spend the last of my last 10 cents on a nickel bag of candy. If I had just 10 more cents, I think I'd take a ride on the Staten Island Ferry. You waltz in here with a hand full of gimme, a mouth full of much obliged. I go home feeling empty from all your signifying. You waltz in here with a hand full of gimme and a mouth full of much obliged.
There's a young girl with an old man who's too sick to mention. She'll be turning 27 as she draws a little spell. But he couldn't catch a common cold, he couldn't get arrested. Too terrified to answer back, too tired to have resisted.
Man, make light work, sure, him makes a decent. When is that a night work, make sure no one sees it.
It all ends up in a slanging match with body talk and bruises.
A change is better than a rest.
Still a beggar's can't be true.
Stiff as your poker face, keener than mustard. From your own backyard to the land of exotica, from the truth society to neurotic erotica.
Silence is golden,
let it talk diamonds and earth.
There's a word in Spanish,
Italian and German.
In sign language, Morse code, semaphore and gibberish.
Hell, you've forgotten how to say in your pigeon English.
1,000 bitters that you can categorize.
There are 10 commandments of love. When will you read?
There are 10 commandments of love.